This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Teachers' Day is being celebrated in the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the national awards to 82 teachers at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi shortly. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the function live after end of this bulletin. It can be heard on FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7. The program will also be live streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to all teachers who shape young minds. India and Singapore have exchanged 4 Memorandum of Understanding for cooperation in the field of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies and India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which would give a major boost to India's Act East policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong today. Both the leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations in Singapore. Mr. Modi highlighted that Singapore, with an investment of around $160 billion in the Indian economy, is a leading economic partner for it. Both the Prime Ministers also reviewed existing cooperation in the fields of defense and security, maritime domain awareness, education, AI, fintech, new technology domains, science and technology, and knowledge partnership. India's solar energy capacity has increased 32 folds in the last 10 years, and this speed and scale will help the country achieve 500 gigawatt non-fossil capacity by 2030. This was stated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi while addressing the two-day first International Solar Festival through video conferencing being held in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said India has taken many massive strides in green energy in the past few years and it is the first G20 nation to achieve the Paris commitments in renewable energy. The Prime Minister said the International Solar Alliance established in 2015 is growing into a giant tree, inspiring policy and action, and within a short time, its membership has reached a milestone of 100 countries. Filing of nominations has begun for the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir with the issuance of notifications today. The last date for filing nominations is 12th of this month, while scrutiny of papers will take place the next day. In Haryana, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 16th of September. Polling for the 90-member Haryana assembly will be held on 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 17th of this month. 40 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 1st of October. Meanwhile, filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly polls in the Union Territory will end this evening. The Kerala High Court has decided to set up a special bench to hear cases relating to the report of the Justice Hema Committee, which looked into various issues faced by women in the Malayalam film industry. A division bench comprising Acting Chief Justice Muhammad Mustaq and Justice S. Manu said the bench will have women judges as its members. The division bench was considering an appeal preferred by a film producer against the release of the contents of the committee report. In view of the price hike of onions, the centre today started the retail sale of the kitchen staple at a subsidised rate of 35 rupees per kilogram in Delhi NCR and Mumbai. The onions will be sold through mobile vans and National Cooperative Consumers Federation of India Limited retail shops in these areas. In Delhi NCR, the sale through mobile vans will take place at 38 locations. In Bangladesh, Chief Election Commissioner Qazi Habibul Awal today announced the resignation of the 5-member commission. He made the announcement at a press conference held at the Nirbachan Bhavan in Dhaka, a month after the fall of the Awami League government in the face of a student-led mass upsurge. A host of events are waiting for Team India on the 8th day of Paris Paralympics. Indian para-athletes will be in action in shooting, archery, athletics, powerlifting and judo. In para-judo men's 60kg J1 quarterfinals, India's Kapil Parmar has stormed into the semi-finals. He is guaranteed at least a medal match now, either in the final or a contest for the bronze medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.